The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family. If you have a business, glad to help you with business retirement plans and oh so much more, succession planning, you name it, right here with our financial planning team at Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, part of that team, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, and Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana is back from vacation. So he's here running the space shuttle control panel here for us. And so glad you're joining us today. I know we're kind of in the dog days of summer, getting ready for all kinds of regular life activities to restart in just a couple of weeks. So
yeah, school's coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
That changes a lot of things. School shopping and schedules and driving.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of stuff. So yeah, now's the time to get it done.
I saw a thing in the paper today. If we're talking about budgeting and finances, what it costs and to send a child back to school for all the school supplies that you have to buy.
Yeah, Craig's over here shaking his head.
I already
shaking.
Oh, yeah, he says, I've been facing
Craig's
that.
I'm on it already.
Talk about a vacation. But yeah. The average cost per child is about almost $150. And so if you have...
Just to get them back in school?
Just to get them back in school for school supplies.
Wow. You also got to find the right color backpacks, the right color shoes, right color clothes.
Well, that's a whole different issue. But but if you got three kids, that's almost $500.
Yes. And that's not counting clothes, tennis shoes, you know, the whole, deal, right?
We're just talking about school supplies, not clothing or uniforms or any other things that you may have to get in order to get your child back in school. So there you go. There's our budgeting topic for today.
Oh, yes, indeed. And speaking of budgets, what about the federal one? We'll talk a little bit about a term that you hear all the time, which is CPI, Consumer Price Index. What is that? What kind of things do they count in there? I bet you'll be surprised about some of the things they do and do not count in there. And yes, that makes a difference in several things, including your investments, believe it or not.
Also, whether you get a Social Security increase.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, remember any of you who've been on Social Security when you didn't get any increases for a year, 2 years, whatever it was, right?
Yep.
Mm. And speaking of a corollary to Social Security, how do you deal with the Medicare surcharge? If you make a little bit too much money from this, that, and the other thing, how do you keep your adjusted gross income? That's your AGI that they go by. How do you keep that at a level where you're not paying that surcharge? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. News you can use right here. And we'll take a look, of course, at the latest financial news and more. And of course, we always break for your questions, comments, concerns. This is all about you and helping you do better financially, right? So here's our number to call. We're in commercial break coming up here in just a moment. So if you want to talk to us on private line, here it is, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Trying to enjoy your backyard but are being chased inside by all the bugs? This is the season for fire ants, fleas, and chinch bugs, and they can put a damper on all your outdoor activities.
So call Intech Pest Management to get rid of these pests. And after they sprayed your yard, Intech will guarantee their work for a whole year. Just call Intech in Brenham at 830-0909 or in Bryan at 846-0611. Intech Pest Management can solve all your summer pest problems and make your backyard enjoyable again. Intech wants to be your pest management company.
Wish your vehicle would last longer than just the time it takes to pay it off? Preventive maintenance promotes better performance and gas mileage and goes a long way to prolong the life of your vehicle. Head off possible breakdowns that could leave you stranded or parts failures that can cost big money. Call Brenham Tire and Auto at 836-4811 to find out more about preventative maintenance for your vehicle. Brenham Tire and Auto, 605 South Bluebell Road. Remember, if you don't need it, they won't sell it.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967. As avid supporters of the Brenham Fire Department, the owners and staff at Conjura Tile hope you'll support the fire department at the Brenham Fireman's Fiesta at the Fireman's Training Center this Saturday. The festivities begin with a steak and sausage supper meal, followed by a live auction. Don't miss the Brenham Fireman's Fiesta this Saturday.
There are two outs in the ninth inning. Down by a run, you're up to bat. But don't worry, KWHI 1280 is here to help you knock your summer out of the park.
Get out the rye bread and the mustard this time, Grandma! It is a grand
be the hero this summer by winning tickets from KWHI 1280 to cool places like Schlitterbahn Water Park in Galveston, Natural Bridge Caverns in New Braunfels, Spirit Ice Arena in College Station, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center in Brenham. When you hear the sounds of baseball, get caller 6 at 836-9937. Hit that fastball over the fence. You might even win our Grand Slam prize of a two-night stay at Hideout on the Horseshoe in New Braunfels. KWHI couldn't do it without our teammate. Shoppers Farm Supply in Giddings, Topper's Liquor, American Overhead Door, Modern Air Solutions, and Herman Furniture in Brenham. Don't strike out this summer. Let KWHI 1280 in Brenham knock your summer out of the park.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
This message brought to you by the Ad Council and True Blue Animal Rescue of Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with some other members of the mighty Money Makeover team. And we welcome you again to the program. Those of you that are first timers, hi, glad to meet you. Welcome to our program. We're here every Monday and Wednesday morning, roughly 9 to 10 a.m. on KWHI radio. Also on the web. Yes, we are. You can tune in and stream us on our website. And Doug Neil, what is that?
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. Shout out to my brother-in-law and sister. Well, he said, oh, can you listen to that on the web? I said, yeah. So he's up in Minnesota. Should be listening, Ron.
And I wanted to give a shout out to, I found out this weekend we have some listeners in Florida.
All right.
Who listen on the computer at KWHI.com. So we're very happy to hear that. So going across the nation here.
Yeah. And even over to Houston.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother world.
The signal reaches to the western part of that area. But also, a lot of folks listen to us online.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So thank you all for that. And thank you always for joining us. And I know some of you are regular callers to the program. We appreciate that. But you know what? If you're not a regular caller to the program, I cordially invite you this morning to call us up. Here's a way to do that. That's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You know what? If you're a little shy about doing that, that's, you know, okay. You can always wait for the commercial breaks. That's why I always say that. Don't want anybody else to know you're calling. That's okay. Wait till we're in the commercials, then you call. But you can call anytime during the program because we would always rather, Jamie Keys, talk about what people are thinking about and what they need to know in specifics.
Well, it's great to get those phone calls. You know, we understand the reluctance to have your voice on the air, so you call us during the breaks. But some of the things we run into, too, is that you seem to be reluctant to call because you think that the question that you have isn't good enough. And the reality is all the questions that we get on those phone calls are great because we get to talk about them for an extended period of time. Then, and you know, they're very educational, because if you have that question, I guarantee you there are hundreds, thousands of others who have that exact same question.
That's it. So don't be shy about it. No matter how you call us, that's fine. We'll take it. And also, you can go on the website. You can shoot us an email, right? MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. All right, we're kind of looking at things as we're going through this particular time of the year. And it's a rough time of the year, generally, statistically speaking, in terms of markets. And I had a question from someone just Friday who said, I read this thing that said that most of the time over the last 20, 30 years, when we've had a little shakeout in the market, it's come in the month of August. So does that mean when I see my 401k balance dropping because some of my investments in there are taking a hit for a while, should I increase what I'm putting into my retirement plan at work?
Yes, you should increase.
No way for
it anyway and leave it there.
No way for August.
Yeah, especially if you got a match. If you're not contributing up to the match, I mean, come on.
You're throwing money away.
Yeah, if you're getting matching money, if you put in 1%, 2%, 3%, 6%, whatever it is, you know what? You're leaving money on the table, right? If you're not putting money in.
Yeah, if a bank advertised, hey, if you put a deposit in here and we'll give you 50% return interest, would you take that deal?
Or if you go up to 3% and if it's dollar for dollar, and there are plans out there, I see plenty of them all the time, you know, and what I do with 401ks, hey, there's plenty of stuff out there, plenty of businesses that do this, and you may be missing out on 100% rate of return. Hello.
There's a money market, even at 0.5%, and you double your money every time you put a dollar in, doesn't matter. You're only getting 0.5% because you're getting 100% on the match.
I always say when we do those 401k enrollment meetings, if you have a company match and you're not contributing up to the match, well, basically you're telling your employer you don't want to raise.
Yeah, because it comes out of the employer's pocket.
That's
they
right.
have to put money in there for you. Yeah. So please think about it. Think. All right. Good. Let's go to that idea of bargain time, though. Are there periods of time, even during the year that are not August, that things usually take a dip? And traditionally, there are other times where the market does super well. Anybody have a guess as to... Or know what the best month is?
The really good times are probably December.
Yep.
because all the fund managers are trying to make their portfolio look good. So they're buying and selling. All the really large funds are jockeying around to make sure that on the year-end report they look really good. So a lot of buying and selling going on in December.
Well, and so all that trading volume and buying and driving up stock prices, therefore, means that things look a little better, right? So there you go. Speaking of costs and things, we have some information that came out about the teacher retirement system in Texas, which made actually more than just the state of Texas as far as news wires are concerned. And then we're going to talk from there about consumer price index, as we promoted in the front end of the program here. So let's do some numbers here.
Yeah, the teacher's retirement system is probably the, I don't know, the top five funds in the United States.
Yeah, there's a ton of money in there.
Yeah, California's probably, I think, got the top pension fund.
Well, you probably got California, New York, and then maybe Florida, somewhere. Maybe.
And then anyway, there's a lot of money in the teacher's retirement system because there's a lot of people here. And when they do their projections, they have to put an interest rate in when they make their reports to the Congress or the state legislature and so on, and say, okay, if we have, you know, whatever billions of dollars we have, what type of return are we going to get? And that projects forward, and then they can figure out, are they going to be solvent, not solvent? Can they have enough money to pay all the teachers, or can they give them a raise on their retirement? All that plays into it.
That's the way all pension plans work.
Yep.
Is every year they have to do a projection, and because with a defined benefit pension plan, they have to make sure they have enough money to pay out the pension. And so they have to declare an interest rate and do calculations. Every single year they do this.
And the teacher's retirement system had an 8% assumed rate. 8%, that's really high.
I'm sorry, but, you know, we tell people, don't assume you're going to make more 8%, 9%, whatever it is. But the teacher's retirement system and others around the country have these really high types of projections.
And so the board of directors, the nine board of directors voted July 27th, so just, what, a week ago? They're going to change it from 8%, the assumed rate, down to 7.25%, which I still think is really high. But that drop of 0.75% will force the retirement fund to increase the state's annual pension contribution. So the state of Texas now has to put more money in. They have to put in an additional $790 million per year.
That's almost $1 billion, not that far from it.
That's not going to go well with the state legislature.
Well, that's to meet projected payouts.
Right.
And so 0.75% is, what? How much did you say,
$790 million.
$790 million that it's going to cost. And that's how pension plans get in trouble.
Yep.
Right.
Is when they do high projections on interest rates to guarantee payments, and then they have bad years where... If they project 8 and they do 4,
they're in the hole.
it's a problem, and that's how a lot of employer pension plans have gotten in trouble. Private employer pension plans have gotten in trouble in the past.
A lot of public ones too. I know the city of Houston.
Oh yeah,
have a tough time with their police and firemen's pension plans because they weren't even making the contributions or making partial contributions and not funding it. And so now what do you do? How are you going to make the payments? I know the state of Illinois is in the same bracket. They promise so much.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I would think that's illegal, but I don't know.
I don't know. There are rules, and then there are rules, right? So, again, you know, people have to monitor things, and then just like we all do, right, as individuals. Hey, if you got more outflow than income...
You're going to run into problems somewhere down the line.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that a lot of outflow goes on, of course, is health care. And we talk a lot about health care on this particular program. And you had some interesting info on that as well with Social Security. And when do people claim and when are we going on it? And then corollary to Social Security... We're going to talk a little bit in this hour also about the relationship between your adjusted gross income and that Medicare surcharge, right? Medicare, Social Security kind of tied together in a way. So we'll talk about some of those things.
Yeah, now underlying all these things is the Consumer Price Index.
Yep.
You hear about that on the news all the time. The Consumer Price Index is, you know, up or down or whatever it happens to be. Well, what is it and who sets it? The Consumer Price Index, if I can read the fine print here, is the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they have certain items that they put in there to come up with the Consumer Price Index, but it's not each item is the same. There's food, recreation, transport, medical, housing, apparel, other goods and services, education, and communication. Those are the four. Those are the items that are in the Consumer Price Index. What are they missing? Energy, gasoline.
Right. That's something we spend a lot of money on, most of us.
Fuel oil, heating. Mm-hmm. It's not in there. And they don't weigh it evenly.
No.
So the housing is 42%. So if housing goes up, 42% of the index then would go up.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest looks like apparel. 3%, food is 15%, recreation 6%, transportation is 17%, but that doesn't include oil and gas.
Mm-hmm.
Medical is only 9%.
Wow,
but I'm thinking medical has gone up a whole lot more.
Yeah,
but those are the items that make up the Consumer Price Index. Right now, the projected annual inflation rate. This is all the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In 2015, it was 0.12%, 16 was 1.3%, 2017 was 2.1%. This year, they expect the annual inflation rate to be 2.38%, and then next year, the projection is 2.64%, and then it starts coming down again. But that's what the Bureau of Labor Statistics is projecting on inflation. Now, that's just an educated guess, because that can go bonkers real easy. Plus, that Consumer Price Index dictates whether you get a raise on your Social Security benefit.
Yep. And there are other things, too, by the way, that are a lot of times tied to the Consumer Price Index. And, Jamie, you know, we're getting ready to take a break here. But when we come back, I'd like you to talk about strategies to keep your CPI linked,
yes,
sort of, adjusted gross income down, so you're not going to hit a surcharge, because all these things are woven together in a very complicated web. We're going to try and boil it down.
Yeah, this will be Medicare surcharge part two, because last week we had talked about what the costs are. Well, now we're going to talk a little bit about strategies to keep you from having to pay extra on those Medicare premiums.
All right, so stick around for that. And, of course, if you have a question, we've got answers right here on the Money Makeover Show. Just about anything to do with money, saving, investing, paying for college, buying a home, making sure you're on the right track with whatever it is you're doing, retirement strategies, all these things. Right here. So if you got a question right this minute, it's great timing for you to call us in private at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Operation, the right equipment, big savings, and WC Tractor in Brenham. They're the perfect match. Buy now and you can get 0% financing, cash back, and more on the complete line of New Holland tractors, hay and forage products, and material handling equipment. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham soon for details, because the perfect match sale event ends September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required. We'll be right back.
When it comes to your business, seems everybody's a marketing expert these days, doesn't it? They've all got the greatest new digital this or search engine that, some kind of lightning in a jar that will have people breaking down your door to become your customers. Question, how's that working for you? Don't get us wrong, we love technology as much as the next business, but we also love being realistic, which is why we offer your business the old tried and true marketing tool that's been the cornerstone of success for businesses for more than 25 years. We're Downey, the phone book people. Yep, the Yellow Pages. The Yellow Pages that, according to independent studies in Downey markets, still get used by more than 70% of people on a regular basis. New national studies show that 97% of Yellow Page advertisers see a positive ROI, and for half of them, it's a 30-to-1 return. It's not lightning in a jar. It's reality. It's Downey. Make sure your business is in the Downey directory. Call 866-7-DOWNEY today. 866-7-DOWNEY. 866-7-DOWNEY.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialist. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
Don't worry, Houston. It's not too late to get your season passes to Typhoon Texas Water Park in Katy. There's still plenty of summer left to take advantage of our movie nights, live concerts, top-notch food, and the cleanest water in Texas. Don't forget, a Typhoon Texas season pass is Houston's best value of the summer. Make the most of the rest of your summer at Typhoon Texas. Get your season passes today at TyphoonTexas.com. It's time for good, clean fun.
With temperatures on the rise, heat-related injuries also increase. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety, reminding you that rising summer temperatures can create greater safety concerns, including the risk of heat exhaustion, heat stroke, or death. Temperatures inside vehicles can rise more than 20 degrees in only 10 minutes. Children and pets should never be left unattended in a motor vehicle. Are you forgetting something?
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner, along with Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner here in the studio. Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant, and of course, Craig Montana rolling the hits for us here. We had a very good call from a listener during the break. And Jamie, I want to start off with you on this one. The caller asked, how do you know when you've got too much life insurance? If you've got a policy or two that you're not sure you need anymore, maybe there's some cash value in there, maybe not, but yeah, what about just ditching that thing, taking the cash value out, all these different questions?
Yeah, we didn't get to talk with the caller much about the types of insurance that they may have, mm-hmm. because that affects how long you're going to have the policy. But if you have term insurance, it's going to run its course for however long the term insurance was for. And generally, when you buy term life insurance, for example, if you get 20-year term, you expect to need that life insurance for 20 years. And then you figure after that, I'm probably not going to need it anymore. Mm-hmm. And if I do need more additional insurance after that time, I'm hoping I'm going to stay healthy and I'll just get a new policy. But when it comes to permanent insurance, which I think the caller was referring to, mm-hmm. This is life insurance that you've been paying for and expect to pay for the rest of your life in some fashion. And how long should you keep that if you really don't think you need it anymore? Well, the thing that you have to determine is, do you need it? Do you need life insurance in force when you die? You know, you have to take into account income levels that you have, how much debt that you have. Are you charitably inclined? Do you have any special needs children? There are so many questions that go into determining whether or not you need life insurance that it's really hard to answer that question. But the other thing to think about is sometimes life insurance can be repurposed. And you may have a life insurance policy that you've had, a permanent policy that has cash value in it that you've had for many, many years. And now you're looking at it and you say, I've got this policy. It's got a lot of cash value in it. Should I just take the cash and go, or should I keep the life insurance? Well, one of the questions you need to take a look at is, do you have long-term care insurance? If you don't have long-term care insurance, you can maybe repurpose the policy that you have, and you can do what's called a 1035 exchange into a new policy. Just move the cash from the old policy into a new policy where you can access the death benefit to pay for long-term care.
Yeah, see, Congress put that in place. It kicked in 2010. So most insurance policies before that don't have that paragraph that says you can use it for long-term care expenses tax-free. So that's why you're talking about repurposing it, because the old policies don't have it, because the law wasn't there.
That's
well,
right.
Now, you know, it is. Even if somebody has traditional long-term care insurance with the, you know, cash monthly annually,
premium
whatever,
yeah.
premium payments, but those are subject to being increased, raised, and some people I've seen 80-90% premium increases in those. Is it something, Jamie, that you would look at also to maybe get you, if you have this type of situation with an old life insurance policy with cash value, would you consider maybe either doing away with the old monthly type of life insurance or keep that plus get do this or lower what you're getting?
Yeah, everybody's situation is going to be different.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, the caller had a really good question is to determine, you know, how much life insurance do I actually need? And that would be the very first thing that you have to determine.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, again, everybody's situation is going to be different. I just went through a few of the questions that you would need to go through to determine whether or not you need to keep that life insurance. But life insurance is kind of a unique financial tool. One of the questions I had gotten on somebody had a life insurance policy that had cash value in it, and they weren't sure that they needed the life insurance anymore, but they wanted to know how they could access the cash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the cash value life insurance policy, you can supplement your retirement with tax-free income from a life insurance policy, and there are ways to do that. Now, I'm not going to go into the details of all the different ways you can
sure.
do that.
Yeah.
And because everybody's policy is going to be different. But there are some basic rules that apply to that. And so that's one of the unique things about life insurance is that you have so many different things that you can do with it down the road. So just getting rid of it may not be the best thing
yeah.
to do.
And there could be a tax situation from it, too, right, mm-hmm. if you just cash it in.
There could be.
You
could
have to pay
be.
Tax on any profit. More than if you take out more than what you put in, you got to pay tax on it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
another back to her question, the caller, how much life you need to have some life insurance on the day you die just to cover final expenses, deductibles on your medical that maybe you had some claims.
Yeah. And also think about the time, you know, well, yeah, yeah. funeral, et cetera. But, you know, those last few months or years, you could be racking up some big health care
right.
bills. And again, you know, you need to make sure that someone who's the beneficiary here is going to be able to be okay financially. I see this a lot with couples where they've had this life insurance policy and that individual passes away. By the time that individual passes away, there are some huge bills that are getting racked up, and I've seen that happen. So if you've done away with your policy beforehand, you really need to consider your other assets beforehand. This is kind of this is really financial planning.
Right. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Not just, do I need this life insurance policy?
Yeah,
do you need it?
We haven't even talked about, you know, do you need it for estate planning purposes? Does the estate need liquidity? If you have a lot of real estate that you own that's not readily liquid,
yeah.
life insurance can pay for those estate taxes for pennies on the dollar,
well,
provide liquidity for the estate.
Even while you're settling the will.
Right.
I mean, just the probate process. If you have a house that you need to keep utilities on in, if there are problems that need to be bills and debts that need to be paid, things that happen, you know, somebody's got to come up with this.
What we see a lot is somebody wants grandma's property, and mm-hmm. the other one, two kids, and one does, one doesn't. Well, how do you make that
equitable.
How do you
settle that?
Well, okay, you get the life insurance, you get the cash value and life insurance, and I'll keep the property type of thing. So there's lots of uses for it. That's when you go back to every case is different.
Yeah, there are so many things you can do with it.
Mm-hmm. And it's, again, it's what else is going on and what might this be able to do for you is the whole idea.
Yeah, and the thing to remember, too, is the death benefit, in most cases, comes to the beneficiary income tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk about liquidity in estates, where else can you get money that comes to them tax-free?
Right.
And so that's another consideration also.
Yeah. The term policy comes in if you got some money, you owe some debts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to cover that debt. Could be children, could be college expenses, could be the mortgage. Okay, but when it matures or you run the 20-year term and it gets to the end of 20 years and you want to apply again, you're 20 years older.
That's right.
So it's not going to be the
same.
It's
going to be more expensive.
That's right. So, but you keep that until that debt or that need is gone, and then you don't necessarily need to keep the term insurance anymore because that's what you bought it for, is to cover that particular liability in your life.
Yeah, so people think I'm being facetious, but many times when people ask me, should I have term insurance or permanent insurance? And the answer to that is yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you need them both.
You need them both, generally speaking. Because they serve different purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the term insurance, you can get a lot of life insurance at a relatively low cost while you're still young, and it serves a specific purpose. The permanent insurance will do a lot of things during your lifetime.
And, you know, if you want to come in and bring the policy or policies with you, we can certainly look at that, talk with you about the mechanics of the policy, how does it work, and refresh your memory on maybe some of that. And then what are your options, and how do you consider whether you should do away with it or not? What are the criteria for that?
Yeah, and I saw cases, too, where somebody had a permanent policy like that, and they did have long-term care insurance, but they wanted some additional because the benefit was limited on the policy that they had, and they had an old life insurance policy. They really didn't need it anymore. They didn't need the death benefit. They had other coverage, and they simply took the cash from that, and they did a 1035 exchange into an annuity with long-term care benefits. And that multiplied the amount of money that was available to them by about five times.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't a taxable event.
It was not a taxable event because you can go from life insurance to an annuity. You can't go from an annuity to life insurance, but you can go from life insurance to an annuity and do a 1035 exchange. And so, again, there are just so many things that you can do. That's why the caller had a good, I mean, that's...
That's a bigger question than she was thinking,
I think. But it's like I said at the beginning, you know, we talked about, you know, the calls that we get. These are all great phone calls because this is really an important question. Too many times what we see happen is people will have all of these, and will have policies like this, and they'll do away with them not knowing what the repercussions are or actually what those policies could have done for them in the future.
Mm-hmm. Always better to ask. The free review is a great opportunity to bring those policies in. We'll sit down with you, take a look at them, explain things, ask you questions, right? And then we can help you formulate a path to take, right? I mean, that's the whole idea of the free review. What number do we call right now for the free review?
979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Or if you're not in Central Texas, you can look on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com, and it's got an 800 number on there you can call. And you'll get a Houston office, but that's fine.
Yeah, we actually get messages and deal with folks in Houston all the time, too. So 979-836-2903. Now, this caller also asked about, there are some of these health care plans, this is health insurance now we're talking about, that are funded by a whole bunch of people getting together and throwing money in there. And then there is a big administration part to this. And then what they do is, out of this big pool of money that's being contributed by all these people, sometimes they're sponsored by, you know, like a religiously quasi-religiously grouped individuals here together. I'm not going to use the exact name of this one I was asked about, but they advertise quite frequently on the radio and TV, etc. Do those things work? They can if they accept you. And their criteria for acceptance isn't just, are you a member of a particular religious faith or something? It may have to do with other things that they use in their underwriting, which are not common sometimes. So you have to be aware of that. Doesn't hurt to give them a call to find this out. But the other thing is that they don't have to accept you. And if they do accept you, there is not a guarantee that they will pay all of your bills, your health care bills. Now, it can work great. I've heard of people who've really done well with it, but you really need to ask a lot of questions before you get involved in something like this, because they do not accept everyone. And it's not just based on your health. There are other factors that they consider.
Yeah, there's other little groups. Medical doctors have banded together also.
Yes.
And we'll talk about a little bit about that after we get back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we come back from the break because I have some questions about that.
Yeah.
We'll talk some more about it after the break.
All right. So we'll go back through that, and maybe we'll get to a couple of other things here, too. But we always like to answer your specific questions when you call in. And that's what really makes the world go around, is what is on the table? What are you thinking about right now financially? So here again is your call-in number for right now on the phone in private, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Washington County Chamber of Commerce invites everyone to kick off football season at the Tailgate 2018 Community Pep Rally on August 23rd at Silver Wings Ballroom.
Hey, I love football. Randy, do you want to grab some friends and head to the tailgate party with me?
Sounds like fun, Amanda. What can I tell my friends to expect?
Individual tickets are $35 and include the delicious tailgate buffet catered by Design 2. Cold beer and wine, music, plus fun team rivalry. There will also be a silent auction with around 100 items donated by local businesses that you can bid on. Tables, sponsorships are also available. Call the Chamber for more details.
I've got my Aggie jersey ready. What team will you be sporting?
Brenham Cubs, Burton Panthers, Glen Bucks, and the LSU Tigers.
Tickets to the Chamber's Community Tailgate Party on Thursday, August 23rd are available in advance only for $35. Everyone is welcome to stop by the Chamber to get their ticket today. For questions or for table sponsorships, call 979-836-3695. Come by 314 South Austin Street to buy yours today.
Hear the saving message of Jesus Christ at Champion Fellowship every Sunday at 9 and 10:45 a.m. The Champion Kids Nursery, Sunday School, Kids Church, and Youth are available for kids and students during both services. Spanish translation headsets are available during both services. Find out more about what is going on at Champion Fellowship online at championfellowship.org or call 979-277-9090. Champion Fellowship, loving God, loving others, sharing Christ with the world.
Looking for a great job? Come find one with Personnel Services. They have local jobs with great companies. Just attend their job fair Wednesday, August 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 at the Belleville Chamber of Commerce. Jobs available include positions in assembly, maintenance mechanic, and maintenance operator. These jobs pay $11 to $12 per hour. To find out more, call Personnel Services at 979-251-7554 or simply apply at their job fair Wednesday, August 8th from 10 till 2 at the Belleville Chamber of Commerce office at 742 West Main in Belleville.
Since 1972, Korth & Linke Welding has been serving this area with welding expertise. They pride themselves on using top-quality materials and craftsmanship in every job. In-shop and portable welding, general steel fabrication, complete trailer repair and hookups, parts service, wrought iron fencing, farm and ranch entrances, and custom design fabrication are the services they offer. Korth & Linke conducts business with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. Stop by 705 South Bluebell Road with your next project or idea. Visit them online at Korth & Linke.
Do you want your business to be noticed? 10X Graphics and Marketing is your local graphic design and marketing professional, offering creative design and marketing services that will get you noticed. be noticed with a new logo, or freshen up your existing logo. Be noticed on the web with a responsive website and striking social media graphics. Be noticed with creative designs and professionally installed vehicle decals by 10X Graphics and Marketing. Be noticed with high-quality window decals, custom signs large and small, banners, business cards, brochures, and more. Check out 10X Graphics and Marketing's professional graphic design and marketing services at 10xgraphics.com. That's 10xgraphics.com. Your local graphic design and marketing professional. Go to 10xgraphics.com and be noticed. 10X Graphics is a proud member of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I will let Jamie catch his breath following his portion of the tuba riff there. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner at your service today, along with Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, and of course, Jamie Keys, tuba performer. Tubist?
I don't know where that comes from.
I don't know either. It just comes out of me. I have no responsibility for that. Anyway.
That reminds me, though. You know how much I like the lead-in that we have at the middle of the show. And evidently, in New York this past weekend, they had the air guitar championships.
Oh, right.
I had no idea that this was a talent.
That's a contest.
When did that become a talent?
Yeah, I heard that the people who are really good at air guitaring to Jeff Beck are the ones that usually win this thing. So, hey, you know, I don't know. If you know who Jeff Beck is, by the way, I think he was just recently in the area here doing a gig or doing something. Then you need to be coming in for the free review. You're in the right age group there. Yes, indeed. Okay, we had the caller that we had. We were talking about some of these private groups that are saying, okay, we will pay for your health bill, even if it's gigantic, because we have a whole bunch of members and they're all chipping in and we're part of either a religious group or some other affiliation. We pool everybody together and then we pay out. And Jamie, you had some thoughts on that too while we were in the break.
Basically the definition of insurance.
Yeah, except that you're supposed to be paying a lot less, and in fact, there are payments to this, but they're not nearly as high. But they do ask you regularly, I have heard, for more donations.
I honestly don't know a whole lot about how that works. Because in the state of Texas, in every state in the country, insurance companies are regulated by the states,
well,
not by the federal
government.
Well,
and there are some places where they can't have these either, these types of plans.
And so if it's not an insurance company, basically what is happening is you have a group of like-minded people who have said, look, we don't want to get insurance. Rather than going to an insurance company to help pay our medical bills, what we'll do is we'll all come together and pool our money together, and then from that pool, then as the members have expenses, we'll pay their medical bills. The concerns that you should have when you look at that are they going to pay my bill? Yeah, what are the requirements? You had talked about the fact that that they don't have to take you, that they're going to ask you health questions when you get in. That's been your experience in looking at some of these. But again, that's no different than an an insurance company is going to do the same thing. Mm. The concern that I would have with that type of arrangement is simply the fact that are they going to be good at doing what they say they're going to do?
And they don't do it for everyone. Now, that's the other part. There are, you need to know what their criteria is. What kind of a contract do you make with them as a group, as an organization? And there are some states that don't even allow this. It's not in all 50 states, but I believe it can be used, the one I was asked about specifically here in Texas. So again, you know, this is very crucial to your own peace of mind, and it's your health. It's your family's health, et cetera.
The other thing you need to check on is, does it count as credible coverage?
Because I don't know that.
If you don't have credible coverage, I believe there's a penalty tax. Fee. There's fee. A fee, not a tax.
No, it's not a tax, so they say.
It is a tax.
Yes.
Yeah, but basically it is. So please be careful with that. Get all your questions answered, right?
And what Doug is talking about there is when you file your tax return now with the Affordable Care Act, you have to show that you have insurance in place. And if you don't, there's a fee, a charge that you have to pay, and every year it gets higher. So that would be a consideration.
But I think, didn't they just remove that? It's a hard one. It's hard to keep track.
Yeah, it's hard to pin down. Yeah.
One thing we do know about, though, the Texas Department of Insurance came out with this. And this is something about ER visits, Doug. What was that?
It's from Blue Cross Blue Shield. It was supposed to go out in effect in June, but Texas Department of Insurance wouldn't approve it. But it had to do with emergency room visits. Well, evidently, the Blue Cross Blue Shield and the Texas Department of Insurance have agreed now that if you go out of network for emergency room visits and you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, they are going to evaluate whether or not they are going to pay the claim based upon need and cost.
So don't go out of network.
Don't go out of network.
Or don't go to the ER if you can help it.
That's what they're looking at is the emergency room visits that aren't necessary.
Emergency.
You can go to somewhere else to get the care.
Okay. News you can use right here on the Money Makeover Show. Again, come in for that free review. We talk about all of these financial and personal issues there. 979-836-2903.
See you back here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.